817, Galesburg's Morning News. Rova District 208 School Board met last night, talked about some things. There's some construction on the horizon, among other things, and joining us to talk about that. And, all the other fun happenings as a school superintendent, Joe Sornberger, Rova District 208 Superintendent. Joe, good morning. How are you today?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for coming in with us here this morning. Well, second half of the school year is underway, unfortunately, as soon as it starts one way. I guess the more things stay the same, the more they change. And we were talking off the air, you're saying you try to figure things out, and as soon as you think you have, something changes. And that's just the world we're living in right now.
Yeah, it's the COVID world we're living in. And as a school district, we're trying to do the best thing we can to get our kids in person and stay in person. And every once in a while, we have something that comes up, and it comes from outside our community and comes into our hallways, and we have to deal with it. So, we took the first week off remote, so we could try to keep people out of our buildings for the after the holidays to try to stay away from COVID cases. And we had six COVID cases over the break, but they weren't in our halls. But we did have one yesterday, and the way our policy is set up is when we have one, we take a day to clean and do our contact tracing and all that, and just make sure things are okay so we can come back and be back in person the next day. So we'll do that tomorrow.
Well, the good thing is, and I think it's not just you guys, but most schools, that the spread has not come from within the halls. There are cases that have gotten into your halls, but the spread has not come from within the halls, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's a good thing. So far for us, we haven't seen anything that has shown it has spread at school, which we're very thankful for. But, this thing's still out there, and we're still dealing with it on a daily basis, and we're still masking up and social distancing and doing the things we need to do to keep our kids safe. And this isn't a sprint. This is a long run, and we're going to do the best we can to finish it. So,
do you have a number of students that, given the choice, that are doing strictly remote this year?
Yeah, I think right now, I think in the beginning of it, we were about 75%, 25%, 25% remote. I think that remote number is down to 21%. I think that with some of our, being able to be in and not have to break up the schedules too much has allowed some parents to feel safer about sending their kids to school. So, but, we run an 8-to-1:30 schedule for our regular kiddos, and then we work with our remote kids from 1:30 to the end of the day. And that's worked well for both families, and people have got the choice to come in and be a part of the in person or stay at home and be remote.
When you answered something for me off the air, I'd kind of wondered and spoken out loud to myself. Tyler may have heard me at some point. It's like, well, if you're in for 2 hours, 4 hours, or all day, what's the difference? But it has nothing to do necessarily with the exposure to the other kids. It has to do with what you have to do with the kids with remote learning and different things you have to do other than what you're doing in the classroom.
Yes, definitely. So our thought process was we wanted our kids there 5 days a week, but we didn't know if a certain period of time we didn't want them clumped in a classroom. So at Rova, our classes at our junior high, high school are like 80 some minutes long. It's a block schedule, but we just decided that it was better for our kids, all our kids, to break down our schedule to where we could work with our kids in person for those kids that need that, and then the remote kids, we give them some time too. And it's just worked out. The biggest problem, and I think we talked about this before, lunch is a hard thing to do for us, especially if you're looking to keep kids 6 feet apart. Normally lunch is everybody crams in, they grab a tray, they sit down with their buddies and scooch together on those uncomfortable tables that they always have. And that's how you do lunch. Well, now you can't do it that way. So you have some schools that just hand them the lunch as they go out the door. We actually provide the lunch there, but we have them separated. So in certain cases, I got a group of people that are in the gym eating. I got a people that are in the cafeteria eating. We've got them in the LMC eating. So we're trying to spread them out. And Julie Storm, our cafeteria director, has done an awesome job working with that. I mean, no one gets trained for pandemic lunch service. So it's been an interesting journey so far, but so far so good for us.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. If people don't understand at Rova in the cafetorium there, that it was the entire high school's in there one time eating lunch, or the way it was, and that whatever close to 300 kids or better, sometimes a little less, sometimes a little more, but everybody was there at once. So now how do we adjust for this? And it sounds like you've been able to do it. And by the way, you spoke of those uncomfortable tables. I noticed as I've gotten older and gone to different events there and having to sit down, whether it's a chili supper or whatever, it's a whole lot harder to get in and out of those things.
I can agree with that myself.
Joe Sorenberger, Rova District 208 Superintendent, is joining us here this morning. I guess the good thing is, and there's no right or wrong answers for the way different districts are doing. They're all doing what's best for them, but it seems like overall, at least the parents in the district have been happy with the way things have gone so far. Obviously, it's not perfect, and not everybody's going to be happy, but as well as it can be expected at this point.
Well, I think when we started this last March, and then we planned all through the summer and spent countless hours getting this ready, we first and foremost knew that we weren't going to make everybody happy, whether it was a community member, whether it was kids, whether it was teachers. I mean, we knew that at some point in time we were going to make people unhappy. Ultimately, for us, the goal was to try to make it as safe as possible for our kids to return, and then for those who did not feel comfortable returning, still giving them the alternative of an education. And there's districts out there that have just basically thrown their kids online and said, here's a program, use it. We didn't feel like that was our approach at Rova, so our teachers work with our kids one-on-one every day through those remote time periods. Now, could there be more time for our remote kids? Yes, it can be. But as time progressed, our remote kids have been able to come in live class and stream through that, which has helped. And it gives them a sense of belonging with their classmates, because I know that there's some kiddos that just hadn't been in, and they finally come back, and they're so excited to see their friends again, because let's face it, quarantine and being away from people, isolation is not good for us. So it's good to see kids back in the building, and it's, for me, I'd rather have them in the building than not have them there at all, because it's kind of a lonely job when there's no one there.
Yeah. I mean, the leader of all these people, and when the people aren't there, it's got to be kind of weird for you. Well, and that brings us kind of to sports, which you have absolutely no control over, but I know you feel for all of them, but especially senior kids that have missed out or are missing out on what it is they do.
Well, last year when this all started and they basically canceled the spring season, we had, tons of pushes for our 2020 graduates, and rightfully so. They didn't get the things they needed to get or participate in the things they wanted to participate in. They did get to go through a graduation at Rova, which was awesome. Probably the best thing we did all last year was give our kids graduation. But I said at the time when people were talking about the 2020 kids, I said, I think the 2021 kiddos are going to hurt the most, because this isn't going to go away. And we've seen that. We've had little to no sports. I think we probably could have got sports off the ground coming out of the summer, but that's just my opinion. If you look around us, every state you go to, they're playing sports, but we're not. For the most part, you can't get the governor and the IHSA to sit down in the same room together to figure out a plan, or one of them doesn't want to do it. Now we're out of double secret probation, I guess, and we're in tier something or other, or phase something or other, which changes every day, in my opinion. We have a meeting today. Grant Goldstrand, our athletic director, has been working awful hard trying to get all this stuff put in motion so we can get sports back on the table. So we have a meeting today to talk about it. But, I don't think fans are going to be in the stands. So I think it's right now it'd be giving our kids the opportunity to participate and be out there. But, right now you're not going to be able to put more than 25 people in a gym. So, I think it's odd. We were talking about the IESA was talking about getting back to junior high sports. And I was going to say, my response was, that's great. So the parents can drop them off and sit outside and wait for them to pick them up. It's like a practice.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and then I guess also that brings us to any other extracurriculars or some of the other clubs or organizations. Have they been able to meet at all in any way, shape, or form, whether it's virtual or socially distanced, whatever the case may be?
So not really, but Scholastic Bowl started. And they've been doing Scholastic Bowl meets virtually.
Okay.
So we played Anawan, I think it was last week sometime, and pulled out a victory there. So that was great for our kids, doing it virtually. So makes travel easy.
It's so unfortunate. They didn't know Tyler and I would have both excelled at Scholastic Bowl. They didn't have it then. I think maybe that's why.
Yeah, we had them pulled.
Joe Sorenberger, Rova District 208 Superintendent, joining us here this morning. Well, there is looks like there's some construction on the in the near future. I know you've already the money was approved, and were you taking bids last night, or you approved bids last night at the board meeting, or what?
So Rova High School has needed some work for a while. I don't think anyone listening right now is sitting there with a shocked look.
Probably the oldest, one of the oldest buildings in the area. I mean, maybe, you know, Monmouth would be a little bit older, but otherwise probably the oldest building, the high school building itself.
Yes. So we had an opportunity to refinance bonds from the elementary building. And when we did that, we added on some money to the bonds. With rates being extremely low, we were able to get that and basically keep our tax rate the same. So the board went through the approval process. We ended up getting $1.9 million. And now we're going to do $1.9 million worth of capital projects in the Rova School District. We're starting with the high school roof. It's been an issue for an extended period of time. And getting it fixed will allow us to start doing things in the high school that we haven't been able to do because we didn't know if the roof would leak or not. So once we get the roof on, then we're looking at redoing the tile systems, grid system, and then putting in brand new LED lights for every part of Rova High School. So that's exciting because it's just something that hasn't been done. And then from there, we're looking at high school boys' bathroom. We were very excited to find the door. I think I was telling you this yesterday. We got a door on the boys' bathroom because in 1980, there was kids smoking and they took it away. And you said you remembered that.
I remember happened. That. Yep. I do. All the stall doors were taken off and everything too. Yeah. Which I don't know if that's still the case.
No, the stall doors are back. We don't,
okay.
We don't hold those hostage.
That, that was one. I bet my entire time either living or being in the Rova district, I bet I was only in that bathroom maybe three times. I always went to the one down by the gym. For whatever reason, because other things were going on in there for one, but
yeah. So yeah. So that's up. We're going to redo that whole bathroom for both our boys and girls. It's just something that hasn't been touched for decades, and we're going to take care of that. The other thing we're going to work on is we're running a brand new water line to our cafetorium. We're going to run it from the elementary building. Right now, one of my biggest concerns is our water lines that run from the high school to the cafetorium. So when the cafetorium was built, they directed the water from the high school to the cafetorium. And if you've ever been in the cafetorium, you notice that if you look at the ceiling, you can see the pipes running through the ceiling to get to where it needs to go. So what we're going to do is we're going to cut that line, run a brand new line. So we have brand new water lines, pipelines to get to our cafeteria. And then we'll just cut those off, cap them, and then we won't have to worry about what's underground. Because every day I come there, I walk through, and I worry about what lake or pond I may see bubbling up from the ground in that area. So,
yeah.
But and those are just some of the starts. We're going to look at football bleachers, scoreboards, new playground for our elementary. We're going to try to take the old playground that's across the road out, put a brand new one in over where we have our now. Now we have placed one east of the elementary building in between the football field and the building. And there's just some things that haven't been touched for years, and now we're going to have the money to do so, and I'm excited. And Matt Johnson, Scott Lake are my building and grounds committee. They've been awesome to work with, and we've been working with Cody Bash McKlingler and just getting things in order. So the bids are out, and hopefully in a month or two we'll get those back in, and then this summer, spring, summer, we'll get rocking. Get this thing taken care of.
Getting ready for that. It. Yeah, yeah, that is. Because I know, you know, with some of the things you talked about, like in the high school you did finally, you know, new floor up and down the hallway. But, yeah, if it's leaking, and like I said, if you want to do some stuff in a classroom, it's like, well, we probably shouldn't do it yet till we know we're not going to have any leaks and that type of thing.
Yeah. Well, you know, and the thing, too, is we got the chemistry lab now, mm-hmm. right? And so we redid the chemistry lab. So you walk into the chemistry lab and you look at the classroom and you're like, wow, this is awesome. And then you walk out back into another classroom like, wow, this is not as awesome as it could be.
Right.
So our goal is to be uniform. You know, Rova, I think, has tried their best of their abilities to be uniform in the past, and it just hasn't really worked out. So our goal is to be as uniform as possible and make the classrooms all look as good as they possibly can be, which is what I think our kids and our community deserve.
You know, you mentioned the LED lighting. At one time, you know, every single classroom up and down both sides of the hallway, they were all windows, so it was nice and bright, but it was not very energy efficient, so it's not all windows anymore, which has made everything darker, too.
Right. So, yeah, in the lighting in there, you know, studies have shown that lighting and color is big impact on students. It helps them to pay attention more, helps them to learn more and be more actively involved. So we're going to do everything we can to try to fix this thing up and make it look representable of what it should be for our school district.
Joe Sohnberger, Rova District 208 superintendent, joining us here this morning. Anything else going on we need to know about? Any I guess, hopes for this second semester heading toward the summer?
Well, I guess, you know, one of the things that we tend to lose focus on is, you know, it's still hard to hire teachers in the state of Illinois. I know the pandemic has made it even worse, and there's people walking away left and right. But, you know, we have positions open right now. We have a counseling position open. pre-K teacher position has been rough to fill. We're still looking for a math teacher. We had a couple openings, and really for math, trying to fill those positions, it's almost like you're trying to pull your hair out to get people into those spots. So, but we're hopeful. Hopeful to get some people in and get some things going. We have a great school district. I know there's a lot of school districts around here that are awesome and do great things, but I'm very proud of what we've accomplished in the last years that I've been there. And we got great teachers, great students, and the community supports us. And I'm excited to get a chance to get some new people in and get our kids a different view on things going on in the world and teach them the things they need to know so they can go out and do great things.
I've heard Tyler add before, and he was very, very close on his answers. Does that qualify him at all?
And I only had to take off one shoe.
Yeah, see? And then I'm thinking for myself, well, my dad was a guidance counselor. Does that qualify me in any way, shape, or form? I don't know. I know where his office was.
You know a guy who knows a guy.
Exactly.
I'll talk with the ROE, Joey Scott over there. We'll see what we can do.
There you go. All right. Joe Sorenberg, Rova District 208 Superintendent, joining us here this morning. Well, it sounds like some great things going on, and yeah, hopefully you'll be able to get some more personnel in there, and hopefully get the students back in the building real soon, someday we hope things are normal again.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. There's things that in the regular school year that we talk about that are, you know, annoying, like kids wearing hats in the hallway or kids carrying their backpacks when they're supposed to be in their lockers. It's amazing how a pandemic makes those things look minuscule or how we teach certain things when we have a regular school year, but now that we're not in a regular school year, we're not teaching these things. We're focusing a little bit more on things that are maybe more important than others. So it's been interesting to listen to concerns now compared to what they've been in the past. So chewing gum is not an issue anymore in schools. So,
well, with the mask on, it's hard. You know, I mean, you can kind of see that. No, I don't have gum. I'm just moving my mouth behind this mask.
Well, the mask things too. I mean, our kids are to the point now where we shouldn't have to tell them to wear a mask. They know what the rules are. They know what the procedures are. But for the most part, our kids have done awesome with the masks. Social distance a little hard in junior high. Trying to figure that one out. Yeah. Still working with that one. But for the most part, I think we've done a pretty good job. And like I said, we got a long race to run. We're going to run it, and we're excited to get kids in person and finish out the school year.
Absolutely. Well, Joe, always appreciate your time. Thanks so much for stopping by this morning.
No problem. Thank you.